Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
There's three elements to COVID-19 that you're going to be hearing much more about today. The first is testing. The health service facing a fairly key challenge now to try and speed up the turnaround time for coronavirus results once it clears a backlog later this week. And the health minister, Simon Harris, said yesterday that the health service executive still had work to do to try and increase the speed at which it could produce test results among the wider community. But also Simon Harris said that testing would only be one of a number of the factors to determine if the restrictions to slow the spread of the virus could be eased in 3 weeks' time. Of course, they are currently in place until the 5th of May. That's the second element of the COVID-19 story, really, that you're going to be hearing much more about today, because restrictions will be a key focus. And it follows on from some of the commentary really yesterday from Simon Harris, the health minister. He said the key indicators to watch out for now in the coming weeks, things like the rate of growth of the virus, the average number of people in the intensive care units, and also the reproductive rate of the coronavirus, which is the rate which measures how many people each infected person is then likely to pass the virus on to. And Simon Harris said that the next 3 weeks really are going to be crucial in halting the spread of coronavirus here in the Republic of Ireland. Following on from that then yesterday, Dr. Tony Houlihan, the Chief Medical Officer, he said that any easing of restrictions would be conditional. Quoted in the front of the Irish Times this morning, he said, as we identify a restriction that we might ease or remove, there is a possibility, though, that the risk of infection will go up and go up more than we think. And we have to be able to pick that up and respond to that quickly. That's on the front page of the Irish Times this morning. But of course, all of this then puts things like the Irish Examiner tells us, like the summer gatherings, including the music festivals, the GAA championships, now thrown into doubt as the number of coronavirus cases tops 10,500 here in Ireland, because the significant restrictions could potentially remain in place for many more months to come. The National Public Health Emergency Team, as you heard, confirming 992 new cases yesterday. Also on the front of the Irish Times too today, we want to know this morning, how do you feel about that? Even if there is an easing of some of the restrictions, things like social distancing will still be a part of our daily lives, putting some events potentially in doubt. Did that come as a surprise to you yesterday? You can let us know this morning on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. The third element to all of this that you're going to be hearing about this morning is the National Public Health, the emergency team, NPHET. They're going to meet later today, where it's expected that the nursing homes are going to be high on the agenda there, because health officials say that's the area of greatest concern, is now the number of cases in the residential institutions. And you're going to be hearing much more following that National Public Health Emergency meeting later today. We will keep you posted, of course, of any further developments. Just a couple of other stories as well to note this morning on the coronavirus. Again, back to testing, but it's incorrect test results going to be investigated. This is the HSE investigating an issue where people have been incorrectly informed their test for coronavirus was negative when in fact they had contracted the virus. A spokesperson said the HSE had identified less than 100 people who were incorrectly informed about the result of their test, and the error occurred in tests where the original result was unclear or indeterminate, but people were informed that it had been negative. And when the National Virus Reference Laboratory at UCD reviewed those particular results and retested the original samples, the results then came back as weak positives. And there's more on that story, page 2 of the Irish Times this morning. Also on the front page of the paper there, in Spain, they've lifted some of the lockdown restrictions, allowing millions of people back to work as the impact of the virus in the country appears to have eased off slightly. For the last 4 weeks, they've had a state of emergency in Spain, under which the government has strictly limited Spaniards' movements there. On the 30th of March, it tightened the measures further, preventing non-essential workers from leaving their homes in what it called an economic hibernation. But then yesterday, that latter restriction was lifted, and workers from the building sector and heavy industry were among those allowed to return to their workplaces. Several Spanish regions were still on holiday, but some stalemate, or some estimates put the number of those returning to work this week at about 4 million. More on that story, front page of the Irish Times this morning. Also, inside the Irish Examiner this morning as well, masks to become the norm is the headline. Face masks will become the norm, and COVID-19 is going to stalk the human race for quite some time. This is the warning from the World Health Organization. The WHO's COVID-19 envoy, David Nabarro, also said the countries are going to need to establish local neighbourhood health watch schemes to defend against the disease. This is on BBC's Today programme. He said everybody needs to habitually take even mild symptoms seriously, and those who have them must get out of everybody's way. It's about having a whole network at the local level of being able to defend against disease. It's like having neighbourhood health watches everywhere, so people with symptoms can get quick advice and then rapid ambulance help. And he said the three main types of people who need to wear masks: health workers, people with symptoms, and people in frequent contact with others. More on that story, page three of the Irish Examiner today. Also, the Irish Independent tells us this morning how lockdown puts children at cyberbullying risk is the headline. Alex Cooney has an interesting column inside the Independent this morning on vital online safety rules still applying, but don't forget to focus on the positives there as well. The story that caught my eye this morning, just on the coronavirus, cars to be banned from roads so that joggers can exercise safely during lockdown. This is in the UK, page two of the Times there this morning. Some of the roads in built-up areas may now be converted into car-free zones to create extra space for cyclists and joggers during the lockdown period. And some of the local authorities are considering plans to close off streets to vehicles while allowing local residents to exercise. This is councils in cities like London, Manchester and also in Brighton. They're among the first to draw up these proposals to convert roads into temporary bike lanes, and it follows on from similar measures imposed by other countries. We want to know, though, what do you think of that idea? Should we be following and copying that proposal in some parts of London and Manchester and Brighton? Would you be interested to see something like that rolled out across the country here? You can let us know this morning on Twitter at BreakfastNT. To some of the other stories, though, that you're going to be talking about today. A government. The leaders of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are poised to strike a historic deal that could see the two civil war parties enter into coalition government together now for the first time. Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin, they're going to meet as early as today to try and thrash out the details of this framework document. And it's designed, as the Independent tells us this morning, to try and lure the smaller parties into the majority government. The two leaders insisting it needs to tackle the fallout from the coronavirus. And the Green Party, Social Democrats and Labour have all expressed varying degrees of opposition to doing a deal with Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. More on that story by Cormac McQuinn inside the Irish Independent to today. Also, the Irish Independent tells us this morning about a cross-border hunt for a suspect in a fatal stabbing of teenager. Robin Schiller writing this morning about this cross-border investigation underway for the chief suspect in the killing of an 18-year-old in County Fermanagh at the weekend. The victim, named locally as John McDonough, was originally from Dublin but had been living in Northern Ireland for some time. And there's more on that story, page 14 of the Irish Independent this morning. Really interesting story inside the Irish Examiner today. A standoff incident on the rise, but no virus link. Neil Michael writing that barricades and other sort of standoff incidents involving the Gardaí are on the rise in Ireland, according to An Garda Síochána. But they say that the rise of what are known as these hostage barricade suicidal incidents are insofar unrelated to COVID-19 and the related movement restrictions. There were 98 such incidents last year. And the previous year, that's up from 86 in 2017. And the latest the incident happened over the weekend, according to the Irish Examiner. But also, the Gardaí say that there's no evidence to suggest that incidents like this are on the increase because of the ongoing coronavirus crisis. There's been a year-on-year 16% increase, though, in reporting of domestic abuse incidents between 2019 and 2020. But the Gardaí say they haven't recorded any significant increase in domestic abuse incidents since the introduction of the COVID-19 public health measures. And the force's lead negotiator of the National Negotiator Unit says the Gardaí do not expect the lockdown to lead to extra barricade incidents involving domestic abuse cases. It's an interview with the inspector, Tony Ryan, whose unit is part of the Special Tactics and Operations Command, also saying an increase in domestic violence is always definitely something we would have been concerned about. More on that interview, a rare interview with Tony Ryan inside the Irish Examiner this morning. A few of the other interesting stories: milk allergy diagnosis often wrong. This is in the Times UK this morning. The current medical guidelines for diagnosing cow's milk allergy in babies and young children may be linked to an overdiagnosis of the condition. This is the finding of a new analysis from research in the Imperial College London and in Moscow. And in the paper, the review published in the journal in the Paediatrics, the team found that around 1% of children have cow's milk allergy, but up to 14% of families believe their children also have the condition. More on that story, page 14 of the Times UK this morning. The Mirror is reporting that Mary Lowry, the woman at the centre of the Mr. Moonlight trial, goes into business as a wedding planner. And also in the Star this morning, heads in the clouds. People are more likely to report experiencing bad mental health during the warm weather conditions. This is a study in the University of Georgia, explained their work to their website, The Conversation. And they said that scientists claim that warm days increase the probability of stress, anxiety or depression, but in cooler days, between 15 to 21 degrees, people are less likely to report days of bad low moods. Those are the stories making the headlines this Tuesday morning.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.